Hachette Audio presents Micro Resilience, Minor Shifts for Major Boosts in Focus, Drive, and Energy. Written by Bonnie St. John and Alan P. Haynes. Read by Bonnie St. John and Alan P. Haynes. This book is dedicated to Paul K. Haynes and his wife of 67 years, Madeline A. Haynes. Their lives are a testament to the kind of resilience we can only hope to achieve.
Preface. For me, this book on resilience is very personal. As a 5-year-old who had just come out of the hospital minus one foot and with a new artificial leg, I was mostly focused on my new fancy shoes. They were blue suede with red stitching. Until that day, the only shoes I'd ever owned were ugly, white, orthopedic ones with heavy steel braces. I had no idea I would become the first African-American to win medals in Winter Olympic competition. Growing up in San Diego, I had never even seen snow. My transformation into an Olympic athlete demanded physical resilience far beyond what I needed to walk again. At a time when few people used gyms at all, especially not women and people with disabilities, I ignored the standard expectations for a one-legged, low-income black girl and trained myself to compete as a skier. Eventually, I talked my way into a full scholarship to Burke Mountain Academy, a high school in Vermont for elite ski racers. At Burke, I sweated side by side with the best of the best and became physically powerful for the first time in my life. But when I reflect on my overall journey, the mental resilience it took to become an international skiing champion feels even more significant than all the physical work. At many junctures, I had to do things I'd never seen anyone like me do, and go places people like me never went. After numerous setbacks, like breaking both my legs in my first semester at Burke, first the real one, then 6 weeks later, the artificial one, I rekindled my vision, manufactured a new batch of optimism, and refused to give up. Beyond the physical and mental challenges, I needed a great deal of spiritual resilience as well. When I look at that picture of a little girl home from the hospital with the Pinocchio-style wooden leg, I see what others cannot. That little girl came back to a home where her stepfather continued to sexually abuse her for years. We struggled financially. Our clothes mostly came from thrift stores.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?